I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining me right now, Houston was at the epicenter of pretty much everything going on Cutdown Day in the NFL. And my next guest has been covering the NFL for the better part of 40 years for the Houston Chronicle. Of course, covers the Houston Texans here locally in Houston where I'm in. And Houston at the center of everything with the Jadeveon Clowney trade and the Laremy Tunsil trade yesterday. John McClain joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. John, I appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening. Great to have you. Can you ever remember a cutdown day where there was this much activity by one team going on?
Sean, I've been doing this for 43 years. I've never seen anything like it by one team in the NFL, much less Houston. Unprecedented for the Texans to have that many moves, four trades, six players. It was a whirlwind, and my head was spinning.
Yeah, it was crazy. John, you talk to people around the league. I'm sure when big things happen, you guys are texting each other or talking to each other, and you're the go-to here in Houston when anything happens. What are people saying around the league about the Texans right now?
They didn't get enough for Jadeveon Clowney, and the reason is they backed themselves into a corner by waiting so late. And that they gave up too much for Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills, two ones and a two. And that's kind of the consensus. And I would say it's kind of like, did you ever get a grade before you turned in the paper? No. So we'll see. It makes their offense a lot better this season, more fun. They finally get a franchise left tackle, Kenny Stills, who in his career has averaged 16 yards a catch, has had 21 touchdowns the last 3 years. His game is about speed, and after working with the Dolphins quarterbacks, I imagine he's going to like working with Deshaun Watson. And I think what will happen in 2021, Cal McNair, the owner, is going to be letting Bill O'Brien spend a lot of money in free agency. I would imagine, based on what we saw about O'Brien yesterday, that when the time comes, if McNair gives him the money and he's got the money to spend under the cap, he'll be aggressive in that manner. But right now, it's all about their offense. Their defense obviously absorbed the blow. We knew he was going to be traded. We knew they coveted Laremy Tunsil. Couldn't get Clowney to Miami for Tunsil because he didn't want to play for the Dolphins and refused to sign that franchise tag. And then Jackson threw in $7 million to convince him to sign the tag and go to Seattle. And then the Seahawks agreed to not tag him, which I think is a mistake because then he could be back in the same situation as he would have been here. But as it is now, he can walk and go to a team that's got a lot of salary cap money, like Indianapolis.
Yeah, John, I'm talking to John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. I mean, you just touched on a lot of stuff there, but I want to hit the last stuff first. Clowney got the franchise tag him next year, taken out of the deal. The Texans wound up reportedly, according to Adam Schefter, having to pay $7 million of Clowney's salary to make this deal happen. Clowney winds up going to the team he wanted to go to, not Miami. Have you ever seen a player under a franchise tag play their cards better than Jadeveon Clowney played them over the last month or so?
Let's be honest, Buzz Cook did it. You know, he fired Buzz, and I understand they kissed and made up. Clowney didn't sit there and think about all this on his own. He got good advice. I'm still surprised that John Schneider in Seattle would lift that tag instead of being guaranteed having him for 2 years. But if he plays great as a 4-3 weak side end, hits double digits in sacks for the first time, if not the Seahawks, somebody will give him a whole lot of money.
Yeah, John, I want to stick with Clowney for a second. Why such a pittance for Clowney? I mean, that was I think we all knew the Texans were up against it by the time of year they were trying to trade him with the July 15th deadline gone, but that was even more underwhelming than I expected. Why so little for Jadeveon Clowney?
I think for just the reason. It could be a one-year rental. If he'd been signed to a multi-year contract, then teams would have known what they were dealing with when they made the trade, that they would have had him multiple years, like the Texans could have Laremy Tunsil for 2 years. Then they could tag him for two if they wanted to. But Clowney is a one and could be a one and done, and that's it. And that's why there wasn't a big price tag. You know, the Texans had talked to at least 10 teams about it, going back when they tried to trade him before the draft for two number ones, which you could have had him anyway for the franchise tag. So that's the best they could do. I'm not surprised, considering you might have him for 1 year.
John, is your sense that Clowney would have missed game if the Texans had not moved him yesterday, if they didn't move him before the season starts, is your sense with Clowney that he was ready to actually miss regular season paychecks?
Well, there's a lot of people writing that about him, but I never was given that indication. I thought he would be back here, bygones be bygones, for a season, and then they would revisit it after the season and probably trade it before the draft. You know, if he had a great year as a pass rusher, he'd have been a lot more marketable, and they would have gotten a whole lot more. But as it is, to get a 3 and 2 backup linebackers, Jacob Martin, a rookie last year, came off the bench, had 3 sacks. He's got some potential as a 242-pound pass edge rusher. But Mingo, Barkevious Mingo, has played in about 5 teams, and he started for the Seahawks as an end, but he's not a pass rusher. So all those guys do is provide depth at outside linebacker, which the Texans desperately needed. But, you know, that they're going to get killed for that trade unless Martin turns out to be a better player than he was as a rookie.
John McClain, Houston Chronicle, joining me. John, let's flip over to Laremy Tunsil. What's your sense on what Laremy Tunsil can be? The gold standard for the Texans at left tackle is Dwayne Brown. Can Laremy Tunsil be the next Dwayne Brown?
I believe the Texans certainly think he can, to pay as dearly as they did to keep him. You know, I've talked to people with the Dolphins today and longtime writers who've covered them and broadcasters. All of them like him a lot. They say he's a great pass protector. He's a good guy. He just turned 25 in August. So he ought to be that left tackle for a long time. You know, they went from 2008 to 2019 before they drafted an offensive lineman in the first round. A lot of people were complaining because Titus Howard, their first round pick's playing guard. Laremy Tunsil played guard as a rookie before he moved to tackle.
John, is there anything that took place in the last couple days, maybe even a little further back than that, that we can start to see now why the Texans fired Brian Gain earlier this year back in June? Is anything that happened in the last 2 days a referendum on what Brian Gain may or may not have done as the general manager of the Texans?
No, because Brian Gain didn't bring any players in here Bill O'Brien didn't want. Now, he said he was over everything, but when it came to personnel, he didn't take anybody Bill O'Brien didn't want. Therefore, if somebody hadn't worked out, O'Brien's as much to blame as Gain. Like Martinez Rankin, the guard who was traded to Kansas City for Carlos Hyde. But no, I don't think so. I think this, Sean, Brian Gain wasn't real aggressive at all when it came to free agency or the draft. And I think what we're going to see is Bill O'Brien, who was real aggressive here, might be aggressive in the draft. And I look for him to be aggressive in free agency, assuming they have the money to do it under the cap when the time comes.
Yeah, well, they've certainly got more guys they need to sign now with trading for Tunsil. He's going to get a huge deal. John, last one before I let you go. I know your indication there is that it's O'Brien who's going to be making these decisions going forward. What's your sense on the Texans eventually hiring a general manager? Is this something that, if you had to bet, that Is it stuff that's happened in the last 2 days something that maybe Cal McNair would look at and go, boy, this was a lot we paid for this stuff. I need a GM, or are they going to wait this thing out?
They're going to wait this thing out. Bill O'Brien is the general manager and a head coach until he gets fired.
Wow. So, yeah, and boy, I think Bill O'Brien, the head coach, probably liked a lot of the moves that Bill O'Brien, the general manager, made yesterday, John. There's no doubt about it.
When it comes to the offense, because their offense now is a whole lot better. And Deshaun Watson ought to be happy as can be because he's got a franchise left tackle, a fast receiver to go with DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller. And then Carlos Hyde will help Duke Johnson run the ball. But, you know, in 3 years from now, it might be a whole lot different.
Yep, we'll see. John McClain, Houston Chronicle. You can get him on Twitter at McClain underscore on underscore NFL. John, really appreciate you making time. I would say enjoy your long weekend, but I know you'll be there tomorrow probably when Bill O'Brien meets with the media at 10:30. So I'll see you there. Take care.
Sean, thank you very much as always. Always having fun with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.